أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at Surah Al-Fajr, and in particular the first section, which is Ayah 1 to 5. Yesterday we looked at the first two oaths in this section, which was Fajr and Layalin Ashr. We will continue today with Ayah 3, where Allah says, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ, and the even and the odd. Shafa is an even number, and it comes from shafa'a, which means to double or to attach, to mediate, to intercede, to intervene. And then the ordinary translation of shafa'a is intercession. But what it actually indicates is the presence of another person who has greater power or knowledge, and therefore brings about comfort or guidance or success to another. But the implication in essence is that there are two persons involved. If shafa'a is applied to a female camel, it means that by giving birth, the animal has made part of a couple. All things that are physical, all creational experiences sort of hinge on two, even though in reality there is a oneness behind them. There is only one reality, yet all its aspects come in twos, the day and night, knowledge and ignorance, obedience and disobedience. So as tahajjud begins with several rak'at, several pairs of rak'at, and then it ends with a specially designated prayer, which is only one rak'at, the witr, which means the odd number. So duality finally merges into one in the witr prayer. But most of us are familiar with these words, not only in Salatul Layl, Salatul Tahajjud, but we're familiar with it in, for example, Dua Tawassul. Here we say, Ishfa'a lana indallah. Intercede for us with Allah. So let's first try and understand. What is tawassul? What is shafa'a? We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate cause. Every cause begins with Him and ends up to Him. He is the first and final cause, the real creator and the originator. All other causes are mere channels to carry His boundless rahmah and His limitless fatherly bounty to His creation. So two words are referred to when we talk about intercession. We have tawassul and we have shafa'a. Tawassul simplistically refers to the dunya, shafa'a refers to the akhirah. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, in Ayah 35, he says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you who believe, be God conscious, and seek to Him a wasila, a medium, an approach towards Him. Now a wasila can be our repentance, our tawbah, our faith, good deeds, the Qur'an itself, the anbiya, the ma'sumeen, the angels, other believers as well. The ulama, the scholars are known as wasila. The shuhada, the witnesses, the hufadha, those who have memorized the Qur'an are known as wasilas. And there's the wonderful story of Abu Lubaba, who was a new convert to Islam in Medina. And he leaked information to the Jews who had a peace treaty with the Muslims, but they broke it. They didn't comply with it. When he realized his error, because he was leaking information to them, he tied himself to a date palm and only asked for his daughter to open him for salah or food or general needs. And he cried and pleaded for forgiveness. The ayah 64 of Surah An-Nisa, 464, was revealed to the Prophet when he was in the house of Salama. He smiled and he said, had he come to me, the tawbah would have been accepted immediately. Let's see what the ayah says. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهُ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. And had they, when they were unjust to themselves, come to you and asked forgiveness of Allah, and the Messenger had also asked forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah Tawwab turning towards them and merciful. Shafa'a is in the Akhirah. We read in Ayatul Kursi, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ إِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِي. And who is there who will intercede except with His permission? So who are our intercessors in the Akhirah? We have the Anbiya, the Ma'sumeen, the angels, the Shuhada, and the Mu'mineen themselves.
But how can somebody who is not in the world now intercede for us? Quran says, لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Do not even think of those who have been killed, who have lost their lives, given their lives in the way of Allah as dead. They are alive with their Rabb. In Salah, we send salams to the Prophet. We say, As-salamu alayka ayyuha nabi. Peace be upon you, O Messenger. Written on top of the Zari of the Prophet, it says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْتَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. O you who believe, do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet. All these indicate someone who is living. Maybe a life that we don't understand, but a life which Allah says, بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. They are alive with their Rabb. So when we think, وَالشَّفْءِ وَالْوَاتْرِ, many things should go through our heads. One is shafa'a. Watr is the reality, the only, the ultimate cause, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could refer to Salatul Tahajjud, as I said. If you connect it to Fajr, then every day is a pair. There is a day and a night, except the day of judgment. Life is paired with the Akhirah, but the essence of existence of the soul is one. As a child, when I was taught this surah, I was told that Fajr referred to Imam Mahdi. The 10 nights referred to the 10 a'imma from the 2nd to the 11th. Shafa was Sayyida Fatima and Imam Ali, and Watr was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you combine these as the 14, then the next ayah, which says Wallayli idha yasr, and the night when it departs, then all darkness departs if you take them on as your a'imma, as your guides. Sara is to take a walk at night. So if I paraphrase it, Allah is saying, I swear by the night which walks away when Fajr comes. Or when the light of knowledge breaks through, ignorance walks away. And finally, the section ends with Allah saying, Hal fi dhalika qasamun lidhi hijr. Is there not in this enough of an oath for people with rock-solid intelligence? Hijr in this context means understanding. The Arabs used to parallel intellect with a large rock. An intellect was a means of restraint to impulsive foolishness. So the section is an alarm clock. It's wakening us up, like we wake up before Fajr. It's a wake up, and it also shows the characteristics of successful people, of people with rock solid intellect. Number one, they will always pray their Fajr Salah. They will not be asleep at Fajr. Number two, they will take advantage of the 10 special days, whether it will be the first 10 of Dhul Hijjah, the last 10 of Ramadan, or the first 10 of Muharram. They are cognizant of the Shafis in the life, of those who are intercessors, and they seek these means to get close to divinity. And finally, when the night disappears, they are on their musallas for Salatul Layl, and it's also the time of Sahri, so they are those who fast. Inshallah, tomorrow we will look at the next section, which looks at the examples of the powerful nations of Ad, Thamud, and Fir'aun, who were destroyed because of their defiant rebelliousness against the messengers and their causing of corruption in the land.